This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, soccer card enthusiasts, to the feed today. We got a new show on the nooffseason.com sports card network, the Soccer Card Market Update, coming to you every Friday on the Sports Card Strategy Show feed, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. I am Paul Hickey, your host. The Soccer Card Market Update every Friday, of course, is brought to you by nooffseason.com. The number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. All right, soccer card enthusiasts, let's jump right into the data here. The number one card by sales volume in the soccer card market over the last 14 days is Lionel Messi's 2023 Topps Chrome MLS Base 58 Raw. 27 sales of that card over the last 14 days, followed right up by Messi himself, the 2014 Prism World Cup base number 12 PSA 10. It's pop 2416, sold 15 times over the last 14 days. We'll talk about that card later in the show. One thing I do want to toggle over into, though, is the most sales by rookie card, because those are not rookie cards, those last two cards. So when we look at the top rookie card by sales volume over the last 14 days, it is Erling Haaland, 2019 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League Sapphire Edition 74, base PSA 10, pop 1257, sold 12 times in the last 14 days. We're going to see a similar pattern here, because graded rookie cards is also Haaland at the top, followed by Messi, 2024 Panini Mega Cracks. We've talked about this card on the Sports Card Strategy Show quite a bit. Number 89 base. There is a facsimile autograph on it. Messi did not actually sign that card. It is called the Autografo card. In PSA 6, that card sold 9 times over the last 14 days. Clocking in at number 3, Jude Bellingham's 2020 Topps Chrome Bundesliga base PSA 10. Pop 509, sold 9 times in the last 14 days. And here's a name we haven't heard in a while, David Beckham. His 1996 Merlin Premier Gold base in PSA 9, sold 6 times in the last 14 days. All right, in PSA 10, our top rookie cards by sales volume, we've got Haaland, we've got the Bellingham we talked about, and then another Haaland, the non-Sapphire Edition Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League base 74 from 2019 Topps Chrome. Not the Sapphire, that's number one rookie card, but the regular base from the regular Topps Chrome set. PSA 10, pop 1262, sold 6 times in the last 14 days. And then Haaland's true rookie sticker, the 2019 Panini Fußball Bundesliga sticker, number 32, PSA 10, pop only 603, sold 6 times in the last 14 days. So actually a pretty liquid card for a low pop. Let's go over to the number one sold card by sale price in the last 14 days. Actually sold twice. Messi's 2004 Mundi Chromo Liga base PSA 10, only a pop 47, but sold twice in the last 14 days. For $18,400 on March 30th, the Mega Cracks 2004 Messi 71 BIS base which is different than the Autografo that we talked about in a minute ago, in PSA 8.5 is only a pop 9. It sold on March 30th for $9,220. We've got a Haaland 2019 Bundesliga Gold Refractor out of 50 in PSA 9. Pop 13 sold on March 30th for $6,340. And then Kylian Mbappe, 2018 Prism World Cup Blue out of 199 in PSA 10. Pop 40 sold on March 30th for $5,900. And let's talk about a Pele. All the way back to 1958, Pele's rookie card. Alifa Boleguet, base in PSA 1. Sold on March 24th for $5,300. All right, let's move over to a different category here by sales volume. Sales prices with more than five sales in the last 14 days. Top sale in that category, six times the Foosball sticker 2019 Erling Haaland's Bundesliga sticker in PSA 10 sold in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $806. That's a mover right now, everybody. Last sale, $750 on April 1st. The Haaland Sapphire Edition that's been mentioned a couple times already today sold 12 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $360. That is the second highest sale price with more than five sales in the last 14 days. Last sale, $338 on April 3rd. Up next is that Messi Autografo in Mega Cracks 2004 in PSA 6, sold nine times for an average of $266 in the last 14 days. Last sale, $250. We've got a Haaland Topps Finest UEFA Champions League base 91 in PSA 10. Haven't talked about that Haaland card yet today. Pop 1180 in PSA 10, sold five times in the last 14 days for an average of $191. Last sale, $181 yesterday, Thursday, April 4th. And then the Bellingham 2020 Topps Merlin Chrome UEFA Champions League Refractor in PSA 10. Pop 161, sold five times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $144. Last sale, $162. That card actually up 24.6%. Speaking of cards that are up, let's go over to the next category. This would be our top risers, but it's 2012 through the present with a minimum of 10 or more sales. Cristiano Ronaldo's 2014 Prism World Cup base PSA 9 is up 29.6% over the last 14 days. 11 sales of that card. That's up $7.30, selling for an average sale price of $27.46. Kylian Mbappe's 2018 Prism World Cup base PSA 10, pop 39.30, is up 14.4% over the last 14 days, over 12 sales. That's up actually almost $19, so pretty significant there. All right, now let's go over to the biggest fallers from the same criteria, which would be 2012 through present, minimum 10 sales over the last 14 days. Lionel Messi's 2014 Prism World Cup base PSA 10, pop 24.16 is the biggest faller, 15 sales over the last 14 days. That card's down 35.7%, down $52.22. Erling Haaland, that number one sales volume card, 2019 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League Sapphire Edition base PSA 10, pop 12.57, is actually down 29.6%. That's down $142. Last sale, $338 on April 3rd. Two big, big fallers there. But a card I want to talk about is this Messi 2014 Prism World Cup base PSA 10, down 43%. Unbelievable opportunity here, potentially, as Messi missed the Inter Miami loss to Monterrey in the first leg of the team's CONCACAF Champions Cup quarterfinal on Wednesday this week at Chase Stadium in Florida. Messi has been dealing with a right hamstring injury for nearly a month. Could be a buying opportunity here, as a selling marker could be when Messi returns from that injury. If you can get this card for less than $100, this is a card that is sold on average over the last year for $154. Could be an amazing opportunity there for this Messi card. Everybody, thanks so much for joining us on the weekly soccer card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take sports card school now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards and fund your PC and other things in your life. Everybody, happy Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.